What's going on, everybody? Welcome to another episode of Industry Talk Podcast, where we talk about everything under the sun in the protection industry. And that could be anything: private detective, police, security, process serving. What else is in there? What else do we do? Bodyguard, firearm training, self-defense. We talk about a little bit of everything. Each episode is on something different. And this episode today, we are discussing how to protect yourself. So I say all the time, it's like my motto. I always tell people, you know, always protect yourself, you know, and I mean so many things when I say that. So I want to kind of break down today what I mean when I say always protect yourself, when I hashtag always protect yourself, or when I write always protect yourself under my blogs, or after I, you know, post something. You know what? Let me put my headphones on. I didn't really want to put it on because of my hair, but I actually like hearing myself. So we just gonna throw it on top of the locks. All right, there we go. Now I can hear myself. All right. So that's what we're talking about today. We're talking about all the different ways you can protect yourself. And so when I say always protect yourself, I literally mean mentally, physically, spiritually, emotionally, financially. I mean in all ways, always. Seriously. And I didn't make that up. In always, always. It was a realtor on a TV show. He said that I think it's Ryan Serhant, so don't, you know, credit me with that. But always, in all ways, or always, always. Like, it's crazy little play on words. So anyway, just like every other episode, I got to pay the bills. So I would like to tell you that Industry Talk Podcast is brought to you today by Mantis Tech and USCCA. And if you've been watching, you know what those two things are. If you're new here, let me break it down. USCCA is a training company, but also a self-defense insurance company, not in New York State. But with that self-defense insurance company, if you had a self-defense situation come about, you would call in. They will provide bail, bond, a lawyer, walk you through the whole situation and stay with you through the whole situation. So that's really good to have. You know, it's like $30, $40, and $50 a month. Something so simple that's so cheap like that could actually really, you know, protect your whole life, your whole livelihood, your family's livelihood, and everything if you one day have to protect yourself in a self-defense situation. Then Mantis Tech is a dry firing mechanism that goes on the handle or on the railing or the top, however you can configure it, of your firearm. And you can use it to dry fire practice, or you can use it to live fire practice. And it's basically like taking an instructor home with you without the cost of taking me home with you, because I'm expensive. So those two things are something I always recommend to all my students. So I recommend them to you, because as I said before, this episode is about how to protect yourself always and always. Having a lawyer on deck is definitely super expensive, but USCCA makes it possible. So that is a way you protect yourself legally. And then Mantis Tech is you practicing at home, making sure you know how to fundamentally use your firearm. So when the time does come for you to protect yourself with your firearm, you're not trying to figure out how to drop the magazine and reload. You're not trying to figure out how to rack the slide, figure out how to, you know, take your firearm out of your holster. So those two things are, you know, serious on how to protect yourself, just those two things alone, right? Shoot, I could wrap the show up now. You protect yourself with a lawyer, protect yourself with practicing with your firearm. Boom, you protect it. So I made a post earlier, and, you know, I kind of shared what I would be doing this quarter, because usually people break their life up in years. But I break my oh, somebody said they can't hear me. Hold on. Let's see. All right, let me know if that's better for you, if you can hear me. So usually people break themselves up in years, but I break myself up in quarters. So I feel like every new quarter is a new chance to make new money because it's the fiscal break. You know, you're breaking it up fiscally. So I kind of decided that I was going to put that towards my life as well. So things that I'm going to do mentally, is that I'm going to make sure, you know, I get a lot of rest, you know. I don't want to sleep forever, but, you know, I don't want to mess up the grind, but I find that it's hard to CEO if I'm sleepy. It's hard to CEO if I'm exhausted. It's hard to CEO if I'm tired, irritable, aggravated. I can't really do my job and hold my position and take care of business if I'm not, you know, taking care of myself mentally. And sleep is something that you can catch up on to help yourself out mentally. Because an exhausted person could show up in the world all kinds of ways. So that's one of the things I'm doing mentally. And then physically, I bought like a boxing, a standalone boxing thing. So I'll be using that standalone like boxing thing. I already had boxing gloves and shins and mouth guard because I used to take MMA. But so I plan on right now, I plan on doing some sort of boxing workout and some sort of boxing regimen 3 times a week. And the goal is not really to lose weight, although, you know, that's fine and dandy. Like that's super good. Like I'm all for losing weight. But it's to get myself into practice, into a repetition, into dedicating myself to it, you know, staying consistent, and basically disciplining myself. If I say 3 days a week, I'm going to discipline myself to do those 3 days a week and not let anything come in between that, which I'm really good at, like a meeting or this or that. So I really, you know, and part of that is probably because I went to see Creed and I really, really loved it. So I decided that I was going to focus on boxing. So I like literally started following different boxing people, different boxing coaches, different boxing, you know, champions or whatever. But, I got a new phone. And it's a Galaxy Ultra 23, I believe it is. And it came with like workouts from all different places and companies and whatever and instructors. And it came with workouts and some of them are boxing workouts. So I'll be using some of those probably. But I'll be on YouTube, of course, looking up, you know, people that I like that show boxing stuff. But if you guys have any, you know, somebody you want me to follow or something you want me to try and talk about on the next episode, you know, just drop that in the chat too, you know. And then let me see. That was mentally, physically, emotionally. Ooh. Maybe I should spark my cigar for the emotionally one, right? All right. So you know what time it is. Okay, it is that time of the show where I smoke my stogie. So this is a special stogie. This is from my literal favorite provider of cigars, my literal favorite cigar club. I was in a couple. I chose this one out of all of those. This is from Provada Cigar Club 2017. It is called the Lady Killer, and it is from Southern Draw. Now, if you smoke cigars, you know Southern Draw is like a big, big, big brand, and they make a lot of cigars. So, hey, Tyree. Hey, Scott. Hey, T. So, you know they make a lot of stuff. So, this should be really, really delicious. And I'm not sure the retail price on this because I did something. Hey, Bridget, I did something really. Hey, Bridget, let me know if you guys can hear me because I just did something with the sound. So y'all let me know if you can hear me. But I just basically I saw this deal on their website. OK, now check this out. I got this in a pack that has nothing to do with my subscription service. What they do is they package, instead of throwing them away, they package up their, slightly damaged cigars And I'm going to try to show you where this is damaged at. But slightly damaged cigars, and they pack them up, and you can get 20 slightly damaged cigars for $60. Now, if you don't smoke, you don't understand, but 20 cigars for $60 is unheard of unless you're getting horrible cigars, right? But these are top of the line, name brand, and farm rolled. They have a thing called farm rolled. These are top of the line, fresh, good cigars, okay? For $60. So I bought that. I tried that out. And then I also tried some of their coffee. They have a coffee club too. And I'm big on coffee every day. I actually had 2 cups of coffee today. I woke up at 5, so I had one early, and then I just had one while I was posting in my training app. And so today we're gonna take this, and it's I don't know any like details on it. It looks like it's a Lancero, which is the, you know what it is. Bridget, I don't drink, I don't smoke. That's good, good. That means you're going to be a good private investigator, because you're going to stay good. Now, Toledo, you want to join. Now, before you join, comment and tell me what you want to join and say. You about to tell me how you're going to protect yourself this quarter? You know, because I'm here by myself, so I don't have a screening person. So screen yourself, drop a comment, and say what you about to talk about if I let you join this live now. All right, so we're gonna smoke this, but I got me a little shorty, okay? So we doing Doers blended scotch whiskey, white label, true scotch, double aged for extra smoothness, from John Doer and Sons LTD. This is scotch. So, if you've been watching the show, let me see if I can show everybody. If you've been watching the show, let me get you out. There you go. If you've been watching the show, oh, this, the light. Y'all know what Doers is on YouTube. If you've been watching the show, you know I do whiskey. I do bourbon. I don't usually do this, but I got this in my travels. I think I got it on the plane. I want to say I was flying Delta. I was flying Delta to Barbados, and this is what they had on the plane, and this was months ago, so I'm about to crack this open just because I didn't feel like drinking any of my, like, really, really good stuff. So this is my pairing, so we're about to chop that up before we talk about the emotional side of protecting yourself. So again, like always, I always just clip the little top there. And today I decided I was going to use matches. So I'm going to use matches. Now, most of the time when I use matches, I actually have a piece of cedar wood that I light first, and then I light the cigar with the cedar wood, because it just, you know, it engulfs it in that cedar wood taste. And if the cedar wood has like apple on it or strawberry on it, then it infuses the cigar and it's a whole experience. But today it's just matches. So let's see how this goes. Hey, I took your class. Just need to do the second part so I can legally carry. Not really sure what you're talking about, but you know what? Let's see what you're talking about. Let me see. How do I go ahead and request to join again? And I'm going to accept you, because I'm not sure. What do you mean? Take the second part. You got to let me know. So, like, are you saying you took day one and didn't take day two, or what are you saying? What are you saying? You got to do the second part so you can carry legally. And then also in your senses, so you could carry legally. Are you carrying illegally right now? If so, don't tell us on this live. But anyway, request to join, and then we could talk about it. So while we're waiting for her to request to join again, so protecting myself emotionally. I'm very transparent, but other people might not want to be want me to be transparent. But okay, hold on. She is requesting to be on here, so let's get her on here. Did that work? Not sure. Let's see. Go live. There we go. There we go. Okay. Hey, girl. How are you?
I'm good.
All right, so they can't, well, they can see you, but YouTube can't see you. They just can hear you, so speak up, okay?
Okay.
All right, so. Okay.
So I did the whole thing online. They sent me a thing in the mail saying that, you know, I'm, you know, okay, I can, you know, got my, you know, legal stuff or whatever. But I don't know what I'm supposed to do next.
Okay, well, there was a lot of you knows in those, in that description, and I just gotta tell you, I do not know. I do not know. So let's back up. I think that was like you not really wanting to tell your business on here. So, okay. So what is it that I know? They sent you, you did an application for what, HQL or for wear and carry?
No, I did the fingerprint.
Wait, no. Which class did you take? HQL or wear and carry?
No, just the
HQL. Okay. So HQL. So you mean when you said second part, you meant you want to take wear and carry. See, I got you. I'm right there. I'm getting there. All right. So you, so they sent you a paper in the mail that says you have your HQL.
Yes.
Okay. So the that part is over. That part is done. You good.
Yeah.
I think that lasts what, like 10 years or something like that. So you good with that. So there is no second part to that. But the first part to the wear and carry is that you just have to sign up for class. And when I get off here, I can just drop you the link. My next, I don't know what your schedule is. You can tell me now if you want to. My next scheduled range day, I'm thinking of doing this Friday at 11 a.m.
I work Monday through Friday.
Okay.
I work in the morning, so probably on the weekend.
Okay.
Like I don't get off
till 4. You don't get off till 4? Well, you don't get off till 4 on Friday? What if I made it Friday night? Okay, so because I have another guy, he's off on Fridays. That's why I made it earlier. But if, hold on. Somebody said, Jazz, get rid of that big-ass mic. Or, how about this? You could buy me the mic that you think I should have, or you could shut up. That's it. That's all I got for you. I don't know. You just, there's not really a lot of choices on that, but I'm going to digress on that, buddy. Okay, so anyway. Let's do Friday. I'll send you everything offline. So basically I can walk you through this just so everybody else can listen as well. So you take the day one, I do day one online. You know, I love you, Smith, you know, I love you, but you know, I had to come at you now. All right. So, you do day one online and it's kind of everything about the application and running through that stuff we don't have to do at the range. So we're running through that basic pistol stuff. We're running through that stuff. And then day two is when we actually meet at the range and we actually do, you know, practice your fundamentals and your grip and all that. And then later on, you actually shoot and take the range test on that day. So that'll be at Guntry of Maryland, which is in Owens Mills. That's where you took the HQL, right? Okay. So, yeah. So it's as simple as that. And then this time, instead of, I think the fee for HQL was $50 for the state. Their fee for wear and carry is $75. You need prints again. You need photos again. And that's pretty much it for that. And then once you turn it in online, just like the HQL, matter of fact, the same account area that you made, it'll be in there too. Everything's online. You upload everything, score sheet, which I'll give you at the range. You upload that. And then that's it. Once they get paid, they usually, you know, don't take too long. It's supposed to be a 90-day process. I've seen people get it before then. And now you won't get a piece of paper like HQL. They got really lazy and started giving out pieces of paper. Like, I still have an actual HQL card. They got really lazy. But And then after that, I think they actually, one of my students did call. He was a little scared. He thought he did something wrong. But because COVID is over, they started doing in-person interviews again. So if you get an email about coming in for an interview, don't be startled. That I think they're just starting it back up the way it used to be. Uh-oh. Sorry. Hold on. My phone dropped. It just like threw itself at me. So yeah, that's how it is. And then, you know, it's up to them after that. As long as your background's good, everything's up to date. Get your fingerprints last though, because there's a time limit on them and they run out fast. So it's like, it's a 30-day time limit on it. So just do that last. And you can actually do it at Guntree. They do fingerprints now. So yeah, they just started maybe earlier this year. So yeah, it wasn't always like that. I think maybe when you took class, we actually brought our own fingerprint person in, or there was none at all.
No, it wasn't.
Yeah. So Guntree or 1A fingerprinting is usually who I recommend. Or you could go to the FBI place on Reisterstown Road.
Yeah, right.
Yeah, so that's where I go. So yeah, that's it. That's the whole process. And then you'll be fine, because now, 2 years ago, this wasn't true, but now you don't have to have a reason, you know, so you just put personal protection. Yeah.
Yeah.
So that's good. So you better get it before it starts changing.
Yeah, that's why I heard. That's why I
get
up with you.
Yeah.
Right.
Right. All right. So, when I get off, do me a favor and DM me. On, where are we at? Instagram. DM me on Instagram your phone number.
Okay.
And then I'll send you everything and we can chat after I get off.
Okay.
All right. You're welcome. Talk to you later.
Okay,
all right. All right. That is one way to protect yourself. I got the physical already. Yeah, physically. Physically, the way she's going to physically protect herself is that she is going to physically carry a firearm. And that is her choice of how she is going to physically protect herself. So that is another way to do it. I already carry a gun, so I wanted to get back into martial arts. Get back into, you know, boxing. You know, I wanted to get back into the physical aspect because this corporate side of the business will have you sitting here eating snacks and sending emails all day. So, you know, you get a little chubby there. So I got to, you know. So we were on emotional. And so I'm not going to be super ghetto and just drink this shorty out of the thing. I'm going to crack it open and pour it into my glass. This cigar, let's talk about that before I go into emotional. This cigar is a little spicy on the back end. Really good pull. I don't have to try too hard. So it's not like super tightly wound. It's a little soft. Then it gets a little harder. But it gives me, I don't know, like a little cocoa. A little black pepper. It's good. It's a good one. I wish I had another one. It's a good one. And I like the ring gauge. And I like the... I do like the length. I like all kinds of cigars. Short ones, fat ones. Like, I know that started to sound a little freaky. But I like all sizes. Mm-hmm. Yep, I left that one for you. But I like all sizes. You know, it just depends. I literally picked a cigar to what I'm feeling, where I'm going, what I'm wearing. Like, it's literally like a part of me. So, okay, how are you supposed to smoke on an empty stomach or full? That's a good question. Yo, for me, I would not smoke on an empty stomach. I have done it. And I mean, I'm 5'3", 150, 160 pounds, probably 160 pounds now because I eat a lot of junk food. But when I first started smoking cigars, I had a really like full body cigar, way darker than this one. And what happened was I didn't eat first and I was on my back porch and I literally got dizzy because cigars do have nicotine in them. They just don't have all the other crap that cigarettes have. They're straight leaf, but the leaf, you know, there is a portion of nicotine. So if that's nicotine is just too much for you, because it's different for everybody. If that cigar is too full body for you, you can definitely fall out. Because I almost fell out. Like I was sitting on my own porch and I literally almost fell out and it was ridiculous. So I would not recommend smoking a cigar on an empty stomach. I literally, you know, had a little bite to eat right before I jumped on because I had been filming content for my app and I didn't eat. And so I was like, yeah, I gotta chew something before I jump on here and be drinking too. Like that's just, you're trying to set yourself up for failure, sis. So yeah, I recommend not doing that at all. I've seen grown men get dizzy because of the cigar. So it really just depends on what kind. If you got a Connecticut, you're probably not about to get dizzy. But for people who don't smoke, Connecticuts are like the light skinned ones or the flavored ones. Flavored ones make me nauseous, so I don't smoke those a lot. So yeah. So let's go back to emotional. For everybody who just tuned in, if everybody's just now watching, we are talking about the different ways to protect yourself because you should be protecting yourself always and always. And I said that the ways were mentally, physically, emotionally, spiritually, financially. So, emotionally, you got to set boundaries. You absolutely have to set boundaries. You got to set boundaries with people at your job, family, friends, exes, okay? And people you're just starting to date. Set boundaries, because if you set the wrong kind of boundaries, you're never going to be able to get out of that. They're going to always think that it is going to be the way it is when you accidentally didn't set that boundary because you like somebody. Or you accidentally let them do certain things and you thought, oh, that's just a one time. Now it's all happening all the time. And you're like, man, I should have probably set that boundary. So for me, emotionally, my goal this quarter is to continue to set and respect boundaries, mine and other people. I am going to continue to respect the boundaries that I set forth for myself, whether it be work-related, relationship-related, you know, family-related. The boundaries staying, y'all. The boundaries got to stay. Even social media. Somebody said something to me on social media, I blocked them. Because my boundary is, I don't even know you, man. So I'm not going to argue with you. I don't care about your opinion. I know that they're coming because this is social media and everybody's on here. But that's why they made the block button. Because my boundary is, I don't got to talk to you if you're stupid. Block, right? So emotionally for me, this quarter of the year, I am setting new boundaries and continuing to respect the boundaries that I have, period. All right, so that's emotionally. So you got to think about it. So let me recap real quick. I said physically that how I was going to protect myself physically, I left something out. How I'm protecting myself physically is I'm cutting back on the sweets. If you don't know me personally, you have no idea that I am super in love with ice cream. Me and ice cream, we have a love affair. You know, he treats me right. I treat him right. I love it. And it's bad. It's Häagen-Dazs, Dolce, de leche. You know, it's a love affair, man. So my way of protecting myself physically is being more, physical through the day, whether it's running, whether it's boxing, whether it's a quick 30-minute workout. If I got a full schedule, I'm just going to be physical. I'm going to be, you know, I'm going to make sure I do movement. But then the other side is I'm definitely going to cut out the sweets this quarter. So I'm a little sad I ate my last ice cream yesterday. And so there you go. So so that was emotionally, and that was physically, and then I think mentally, I said I was going to get more sleep, go to bed on time, wake up early, you know, have time to myself in the morning. So today was the first day I started back doing 5 a.m. wake ups. 5 a.m., I sit, I journal, I read, I pray. All that is for my mental health. Affirmations, all that stuff. So I'm doing all that because, like I said in the beginning, like, if your mental's not there, then you can't be a boss. You can't, you know, do your job. You can't show up in the world the way you want to if your mental is not great. So that's what I'm going to do for those three things. And then financial. Let's go to financial. And I said financial because Business Squared LLC just joined. And if y'all need financial advice or financial management or anything like that, that's the business you want to join. Business Squared LLC on Instagram for my YouTubers or my Facebook. What I'm going to do financially is I have an IUL. And if you don't know what an IUL is, it's the rich white man's insurance policy, period. I was in a cigar lounge. A dude told me that he drops $10,000 to $20,000 in this IUL. One, so he can hide it from the tax man. Two, so it can earn interest. I think it's like maybe 7 to 11%, whatever. And I was like, what is he talking about? And then randomly on another night, I saw an interview with Candy Burris, and she said, yeah, when I went broke, I borrowed from my insurance policy, and that's how I started my record label, or whatever she said she started. And I said, you borrowed from what? She said, yeah, I essentially became my own bank. And they're like, yeah, that's what Rockefeller did. So I'm like, okay, this man wasn't fronting. This is really something that you can do. So she's a celebrity. So if I had seen her first, I would have just assumed celebrities, only celebrities could do it. But he was a regular guy. I mean, yes, he has money, granted, but he's a regular guy. Me and him were sitting in the same exact place. So I'm like, okay. So my dad on Facebook, Eric Lee, he sells insurance. I went to him and I said, I want an IUL. What's up? What is that? How do I do it? Blah, blah, blah. Then I had some of my officers over at a cigar lounge, and I had him come out and talk to them, because what I realized is that the IUL, you have living benefits, death benefits, and you have living benefits, death benefits. And what happens is when you pay into it, instead of paying it like a bill, now I'm not an insurance person, so I'm sorry if I don't say the right terms, but when you pay into it like you pay anything else, instead of it just being a bill and you're just paying into it, and then when you die, somebody gets the money, this accumulates. Like, it stacks up. A percentage of it stacks up, and the percentage change with the market because it's being used in the market, kind of like what the bank does with your money, but they give you like 2 cents and 3 cents every 3 months or something like that. You're getting a little bit of a little return or dividends. This is stacking up. Now, the more it stacks up is due to how much you're putting in. So he's dropping $10,000, $20,000, and you're getting 6, 7, 8, 9, 10, 11% on that. Now, what I started with is way smaller. So this quarter, how I'm protecting myself financially is I'm choosing not to buy something that I want, which in turn will be a liability because it's probably going to depreciate. It's going to cost me money every month. And so I'm deciding that I'm not going to buy that. Instead, the money that I would have been paying on that liability every month, I'm actually going to take that money, throw it in my IUL. So now my input is more, which means my gross and my accumulation will be more. And now, a year or two from now, I can not go to the bank for a loan, not pull out a lot of credit, and I can just go borrow money from myself to do whatever I gotta do, buy another asset to make some more passive income, and boom. Now, that's all I got for that because I think that's all I know about that, but that's what I'm doing financially for myself. I am pouring more into my IUL so that I can gain more. So if y'all want to know more about that, y'all could talk to Eric Lee on Facebook. So that's what I'm doing financially. So what we got emotionally, financially, physically, and then we did mentally. Was that all the leads? Spiritually. Spiritually, meaning my head above the water. If you listen to alternative Christian rock, you would know that song. So spiritually, man. Spiritually, I want to, and I'm not going to get into a debate on here. I'm not going to get into a debate on here about anything spiritual. What you believe is what you believe. Who you pray to is who you pray to. I don't got nothing to say. Just like politics. Who you voted for is who you voted for. As long as you respect me, I'm not going to punch you in the face. Period. All right. So, spiritually, I think what I want to do is pray more. I want to pray on it, over it, through it, with it, for it, because of it. Like, I just, whatever that it is, I want to pray on it more. I want to be, you know, in it. I want to be in that space where I am just literally spiritually filled and filled to the point of overflow. And therefore, I overflow on the people around me with just blessings from my blessings, with just happiness and joy to people who might not be feeling that way right now. If I'm fulfilled and overflowed in those areas, then I can overflow on somebody else. And that's kind of what I want to do spiritually. Like, not to get too deep because it sounded mad deep. But, you know, I just gave away maybe six private detective classes. My classes across the board are $300 per class. And I just gave away some of those because I want to pour into the people in my community. I want to bring them into the fold of my company. And I just hired maybe 10 people from my webinar that happened last week, Friday. If you missed it, you missed it, and you missed out on some money. But so that's really what I want to do spiritually. I want to be so full and so filled that I overflow in other people's lives and inspire them and can bless them and help them. So that's what I want to do. So that's the way I'm going to be protecting myself physically, emotionally, spiritually, financially, and so on and so forth. Yeah. Next week, I'm probably going to talk about financially a little bit more to tell my like journey with business credit a little bit. Because in this industry, there's not a lot of overhead if you do it the right way, but there is some things on a security company that you do need to pay for, like insurance. You need insurance, and I got three lanes in my company: private investigations, firearm training, and other training. Training period, it has to be insured. And then I have actual security. So, you know, insurance is expensive, man. It's not cheap, bruh. Keep letting it go out because I'm talking. But, oh, cheers to everybody. Cheers. Happy Monday. I hope your Monday was great. Whoa! If I had a little t-shirt on, y'all would see some new chest hairs coming up right there, okay? Doers, let's talk about that. Scotch is strong to me, bro. Like, Scotch is so strong to me. Cheers, Scott. Scotch is just so strong to me, and I don't know, like, I'm getting to like it more. I'm trying different scotches, but Scotch is so strong. But it's good, especially if you're somewhere where Barbados, where there's not a lot of bourbon, you're going to start drinking Scotch, because they definitely have Scotch, and they definitely have rum. So I spent a lot of time over there, and I had to, you know, switch up the palate for where I was. So yeah, so that's what I want you to take from today's podcast. I want you to leave the podcast, and I want you to go and think about how you're going to protect yourself from here on out for the next 3 months, for this next second quarter of your life. Think about what happened in the first quarter of 2023. Think about what you allowed to happen, how you allowed somebody to talk to you or treat you, or what you did to yourself, right? Think about these things and go, okay, this second quarter, I'm going to protect myself financially by not going out as much. Or I'm going to protect myself financially by, I don't know, whatever you need. And I'm going to protect myself emotionally by doing such and such. I'm physically by doing such and such. You know, spiritually by doing such and such. Or, you know, whatever, by doing such and such. Like, think about that. Like, you ain't got to come back and tell me your business. But I'm just encouraging you to sit down and breathe and think about that. Because what I have really learned is when you sit down and reflect in the own presence of yourself with no distractions, life becomes very clear. And then once it's clear, that's when discernment and direction come. And when discernment and direction come, that's when life gets better. Because you know what you want, you know how to get it, where you're going, where to get it from. You know if you're sitting next to somebody who's not filling your cup, but they're just emptying it out. And then when it finally gets empty, they're trying to look in the cup for more. So you need to make sure that you surround yourself in your environment, whether it's online, whether it's in person, whether it's at your job. You just need to make sure that you're taking care of yourself. Because protection is not just firearms or self-defense or whatever. It comes in so many ways. And I think I realized that when I decided to take some time and sit with myself, like, yo, my message is always protect yourself. But I don't mean just fighting, just shooting. I mean in all ways. Because I lived that life in 2017 where I wasn't protecting myself physically. And I got super sick. And couldn't walk, lost everything, car, house, girlfriend, this, that, and the third. So I know what it's like to not protect yourself in any of the ways and end up dead broke with a repo on your credit. So I'm just, you know, here to share my story and say, bro, sis, protect yourself. Just now, let's take what happened just now. A former student got on here and she wanted to get on the live. The way I protected my life was say, well, let me know what you want to discuss first before I just jump on. Because you never know what somebody going to say. Now, not her, but you never know what somebody going to say on a live. And it's live. You can't edit it and you can't stop it unless you just click the live off. So I got that mindset where I'm protecting myself at every turn, at every aspect. So therefore, I just encourage you to have that mindset about yourself. Today, I said no to somebody. It might have seemed like it was easy to them, but it was very difficult for me because saying no is not really something I'm really, really great at, but I've been practicing. But I've been practicing because you got to protect yourself, your body, your physical self, your assets, your everything. You got to protect yourself, bro. Like, I can't stress that enough. Like, I can't stress that enough. Like, for real. I mean, I even protect my cigars. I bought a freaking heating, cooling humidor. Okay? A heating and cooling humidor. I check the water levels. I check the temperature levels. I rotate them. You got to protect everything. Your kids, your dog, yourself, your neighbors, whatever. You got to protect everything. So that's my little how to protect yourself in always, always spill. Those are my examples. And I think, you know, on my social media, because if you follow me, you might see that I wiped my Instagram clean. Pow, just wiped it. Like, I just was, bye. Everything can go. Because I'm in a new iteration of me. And with that new iteration, sometimes you need a clean playing field. I don't want to see what I posted 3, 4, 5, 6 weeks ago. That ain't me no more. I'm actually not that girl no more. So I just encourage you to look inside yourself, figure out how to protect yourself in a current situation or a situation that may be coming. And, you know, and somebody said, stay protected in every aspect. Absolutely, every aspect. Let's go back to financially. So to protect the new employees financially, I gave free courses. I gave a free webinar which in turn got them a free course, which in turn got them put on a investigation team for an investigation that is starting this month. So they had the webinar last Friday. They got onboarded today, and then they're going to be getting training throughout the month. But then in the 22nd or something, they're going to be working all that, just like that. One, it protects my time. Let's get this timeline. But then it protects people, because I went after people. I said, "You looking for extra money? Do you need to change a career?" You know, I have people who said, "I haven't been working since COVID." I got people say, "Man, these kids cost too daggone much." You know, you got people that have all different aspects of life. So I have an abundance. And so now I want to share my abundance to help protect you financially. And see, what they don't know, unless they're watching, what they don't know is after we do this big case that we got, that people can make up to $10,000 for this case, $17,000 for this case. This is not a baby case. This is a big case. And I expanded my network so that I could expand my net worth. So I got all these new people. And what's going to happen is after we do this big case, and they make this money, how I'm going to help them protect themselves financially is then the next part of training is going to be on wealth management. I got a wealth management training for them straight from Fidelity Investments. And if you know anything, you know what Fidelity Investments is. That's who I got my IRA with, and that's who I do some day trading with. So it's a full spectrum. You have to protect yourself in all ways. And if I'm saying I'm Jazz the CEO, then the people who are under me, I got to protect them. So I can't allow people to come in and make $17,000 or $15,000 or $14,000 or $13,000 or $10,000 in one night and then not follow through with them, not take them on the full-blown protected journey. Yes, you made this, but here's what you should do with this. Here's a suggestion on how to nurture this or steward this. And so you should be thinking about that too. You give your kids something, but then you don't teach them how to take care of it. It's the same thing. That's just what type time I'm on right now. I'm on the type time where I am protecting myself in all ways, and I'm teaching other people how to protect themselves in all ways. So that's it. Man, usually I'm on here for like an hour and a half. But I had like a very clear vision of what I was going to talk about today. So it actually went fast. But yeah. So if anybody else want to join, y'all could join, because I got a little extra time. I don't have nothing to do tonight. I need a lighter because I keep letting this thing go out. Let's see. I got a lighter somewhere. I might have took it out the room. Don't just plant the seed. Hold on. I'm about to read it. Hold on. The comment says, "Don't just plant the seed. Do what it takes to make and keep it growing." Yeah, D. That's the season I'm in. That's the season I'm in. I'm in that planting seed season, but I ain't walking away. We're going to water it. We're going to make it grow. We're going to take it into the house. We're going to replot it. Now, it's funny that I knew that whole little process, but I can't keep plants alive to save my life. I can't keep plants alive. Oh, my goodness. I can't keep plants alive. I had like two. It wasn't a lot, but I had two. And they died. It was just ridiculous. Anyway, so to be aware is to be alive. Absolutely. To be aware is to be alive. To be aware is to be alive. I like that. Did you make that up? Or is that like already a thing? Anyway, so yeah, so that's what I encourage everybody to do. I do. I encourage everybody to do. I just want to say, I got to say this. I saw a video earlier today. Which video do I want to talk about? Okay, I saw a video earlier today where it was a security guard, I think, on Mike Sedit's page on Instagram. And what happened was Mike was walking into this restaurant, looked like a Chipotle maybe, and the security guard was leaning. Could you talk about how important it is to have a heightened sense of awareness? Yeah, yes, yes. What, D, what, are you reading my mind? Okay, listen to the story. All right, so the guy, so Mike's walking into this restaurant, I think it's Chipotle. He's walking into the restaurant, and as he walks into the restaurant, he sees this guy with a gun on his hip. He has an outside of the waistband holster. You can see the gun, you can see everything. So he's walking up to him, and he says in the camera, he has time to get his phone out, take his, turn his camera on, turn the camera towards the guy, and he's walking towards the guy, and he says, look, watch how close I can get to him. Now, this dude is supposed to be securing this place. He is bent over, facing the cash register, bent over. Okay, big dude. So he's just butt out like, dude, stand up. So he's bent over, gun hanging out like, he has a holster that has no weapon retention on it. So all you got to do is hit it on the right angle and snatch it out of his holster. So Mike gets so close to him that literally he could have grabbed his gun. He had no situational awareness at all. None at all. He had no situational awareness at all. And one that's bad for the client, like you're not getting protected, Chipotle, or wherever you were in Chicago. You're not being protected. Like you should just get your contract money back because you're not getting protected. The people not being protected, he's not protecting himself. He in Chicago. I'm sorry, but I'm not bending over the counter and having my gun just hanging out on Chirac. That's just, I'm not doing that. I don't understand why you would do that. So he does it again. He walks away and then he goes, watch how close I can get to him. And I'm gonna read your comment in 2 seconds. He walks away and he's like, watch how close I can get to him again. Dude never moves. Dude never moves. He moves, adjusts his pants. Mike could have killed him right there. If he was really, and he said it in the video, if I was on that tight time, it had gone down. Man, security officers, your name is security officer. Stop trying to fake be an officer and not do the security part. Everybody want to have a patch on and say officer, investigator, detective. Like, all y'all want to sound cool, but y'all forgetting the security part. Y'all forgetting the part about what you actually supposed to be doing. And your safety should be first and foremost. When you're on a plane and the plane's about to go down, like the flight attendant is supposed to put their own mask on first and then help you. Or you supposed to put your own mask on first and then help the kids. Something like that. I'm not a flight attendant, but I saw the video or whatever. So you have to protect yourself first and foremost, bro. Because if you're hurt, if you're dead, you're not protecting nothing else. That's why when I used to do club security, or I used to do this, or I used to do that, I'm not getting into a fight with you, like a physical fight, we rumbling around, because I have a gun on. So if I'm rumbling around on the ground with you, somebody else who's with you or not could pull my gun, or you could pull my gun, because now the gun is all up inside of our bodies, and I don't have full control of space and time. You have to pay attention. Situational awareness is not just something that I talk about and say, oh, we should be situationally aware. No, like your life depends on it, especially if you're in that field of work. Now, comment says most people have security jobs, don't really understand the gravity of their position. It is not a lifestyle for them. It's just simply a job. Yo, if it's not a lifestyle for you, just get out. Or only take security jobs where you're sitting at a desk in a high rise and you're not doing nothing except for telling people to log in the logbook. Even that, you should be on high alert because it might be somebody in there that's about to get kidnapped. I don't know. I'd be watching a lot of movies. But yes, no, they. It's like these people who present themselves like that do not understand the gravity of their actual job. Just because nothing has happened yet does not mean nothing will happen. Just because you go in every day and it's the same doesn't mean one day you're going to go in and it changes. You have to have situational awareness all the time because the world is crazy, bro. It was just 8 people killed at a school. for no reason. For no reason. Now, when we shoot each other, it's us. When they shoot each other, it's the gun. But I'm probably not going to go too far into that. But it's you have to have a heightened sense of awareness, because if you don't, it could cost you your life. So I literally just did like a TED Talk type style event, and it was on situational awareness. And, you know, I was saying that that's a lifestyle as well. Situational awareness by itself is a lifestyle, because you need to be situationally aware from the time you wake up. And that's going to help you with the choices you make, what you wear, how you carry, where you go, how you park, where you park, who you go with to these places. You need to have that situationally aware mindset from the time you wake up. I'm a little like anal, so I preload my coffee. Like, I grind it, I set it out, put it in the thing. I already got my creamer in the little cooler thing. I got my cup ready, da da da. Because when I wake up, I'm situationally aware enough about myself to know I ain't gonna feel like doing all that. And because I'm not gonna feel like doing all that, I'm gonna end up not doing it and then being upset that I didn't have coffee before I left the house. Or something like that, right? So it has to be a lifestyle. You have to understand what you're doing, where you're going, who you're doing it with, why, all ahead of time, right? One of the people that came to the event, she was like, there was a shooting at Tyson's Corner, and she was so glad about where she decided to park because she had her kids, and she parked basically kind of at the back door of the store that they were going to. And yes, they got out the car and went through the mall and went in the front door, but because of the shooting, the people ended up pushing them through the back, and her car was there because that's where she parked. She parked at the store she was going to. Now, if you're just going to the mall, it's a little difficult to do that. But if you know where you're going ahead of time and there's a plan, parking at that parking, that's situational awareness. Because I'm going to park at the store, backed in. Now she don't have to worry about backing out and hitting somebody. She can see, back in, you just pulling out. That's situational awareness. You have to have that situationally aware thought process. Comment says, pray for the best, but prepare for the worst. It doesn't cost you anything to pay attention, but not paying attention, I'm assuming, says, could cost you everything. I'm not going to hit the button because I might knock down the iPad, girl. You don't want that. So, yeah, man. Situationally aware, okay? All you're looking around. You know, when people, I'm a big, like, eat outside. Like, I go to restaurants and I love eating outside. As soon as the weather break, I'm outside, right? If I can smoke, then I smoke outside while I'm eating. That's one of my pleasures in life, to go to a restaurant where I can actually smoke my cigar and enjoy my steak or whatever it is. But when you're sitting outside, you don't want to be so engulfed in your food, your company, your phone, where you're not looking. You're outside, especially in Baltimore City. So anybody could run up, snatch the phone, run away. You know what I mean? You literally have to always be on alert. And I'm not talking about, let me just say this. I'm not talking about fear either. I'm not talking about fear. I'm talking about situational awareness. And situational awareness isn't you living in fear. It's you living in preparedness. That's what it is. It's you having preventative maintenance on your mind, not living in fear. If you live in fear and you react in fear and you conduct yourself in fear, you're not going to have control over your thought process and actions and what you do. But if you are living in situationally aware type mindset, then your fundamentals and your muscle memory and your training will kick in so fast. And you'll be like, let's go here. Let's do this. Because you live in that on a regular. So when something happens, you're not trying to get into that. And that's where people mess up at. They're trying to get into that mode because they don't live in that mode. You got to live in that mode. I sit with my even in my office, I made this my wall because my door is over there. And I wanted to look out the windows. So at first I had my desk towards the windows. But even in my house, I don't want my back to the door. You know, it's because that's my lifestyle. That's my lifestyle. Oh, I had to like finish this cigar off because I keep talking. and letting it go out. Yeah. So yeah, situationally aware mindset is definitely. And then somebody else asked me a question and they said, you know, what about taking your firearms into the club or into da, 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 da. You know, to each his own, where you at, where the laws, follow the law, blah, blah, blah. That's my disclaimer. But what I like to do before I go somewhere and say they have security at the door, I like to sit for at least 3, 4, 5, 6 minutes and watch the security. I want to see who they patting down, who they not patting down, if they paying attention, if they not paying attention. 9 out of 10 bars or clubs I've been to that had security in the Baltimore area, I've gotten in with an extra magazine, my firearm, and a fully loaded magazine inside the firearm. Because, like he said, they don't know the gravity of their job, and they're not. This guy, I went to a bar. I'm not going to say what name. But I went to a bar downtown Baltimore, and the dude took my insomnia cookies. And he was so serious. He said, I got to take these cookies. You can't take these cookies in here. I was like, okay. And he was like, let me look in your bag. I was like, okay. And I walked past him with a Glock 22 40 caliber full magazine, 17 rounds, one in the chamber. But he did take the cookies. He saved everybody in the bar from getting hit with a chocolate chip or a red velvet cookie. We got to do better. We got to do better. I mean, this is why they're trying to make that law. They're trying to make a new law in Maryland because they're saying that security officers are not trained. So they're trying to make a new law where you got to do 12 hours of training. I agree with it. I actually don't care. So what I did with my officers is I'm transitioning them into my online platform so that you can continuously have training and you can get those credit for those 12 hours by just getting 12 hours worth of training, video, podcast, live training with me, you know, so we're already prepping over here at After Hours because we don't have time for a law to affect anything, renewals, contracts, nothing. No, why would the cookie be edible? Y'all about to block you. You be saying anything. no. And not here. Here you can't have a medical marijuana card and a gun permit. So I made a choice. Now if I could have both, I would probably have both. Because I got rheumatoid arthritis and it be getting bad sometimes. So having that, you know, even in my baths and stuff, I do CBD oil in my baths. So if I could have a medical marijuana card, I would, but I'm not choosing medical marijuana card over my guns. No. All right, so listen. I'm going to have one more conversation with y'all on here, right? Last night, I was talking to friends, and we were talking about the shooting at the school, and they were explaining to me who they thought should have access to firearms and who shouldn't have access to firearms. And I didn't really give my opinion. I just gave my rebuttals to the opinions. So the opinion was people who aren't crazy or people who aren't mentally ill or one opinion was nobody should have weapons of war. And I was like, whoa, what does that even mean, bruh? We're not running out here with M16s. And it just, you know, even people who want guns or like guns, they still be really misinformed. And, you know, I think that the gun world needs to take over media so that we can properly inform people. I mean, the only person I've seen on TV informing people about right terminology and stuff like that is Coleon Noir, and he's only one black guy in Texas. So it's like, there needs to be a news station that can just all day rebuttal everything that people are saying. That'd be wrong about guns. Like, you have politicians calling things the wrong parts, saying things work the way they don't work. It's kind of ridiculous, and it misinforms citizens, and then that's how they make, you know, voting decisions on stupidity and misinformation and stuff like that. But people, you know, the opinions were just like, you know, we need to not give it to people who did it. I'm like, yeah, but that shooter who killed those 8 people in that school, she had a license and she had legal guns and she bought them legally because she seemed sane. So the question is, how do we find out and figure out who's not sane and who is? If it's not on paper, if they didn't get admitted into the psych ward, we don't even know if they're crazy or not. Then my opinion, my only opinion, and y'all can drop your opinions down here. Then my only other opinion, sorry if this offends anyone. My other opinion was, when me or my brother walks into a gun store in a predominantly white neighborhood, right? He's getting looked at. Maybe not my brother. He's huge and he looks like he's a police. So let's take your brother. They're going to walk into the store. We're automatically going to be looked at. That's why I had a lot of problem with the gun ranges around here in Maryland. But before Guntry, I never felt fully comfortable at all at these other gun ranges because they act like you ain't supposed to be there. So at the gun shops, they act like you're not supposed to be there. And why am I not supposed to be there? Because black people shoot each other in the street over stuff that they don't own. This is true about a lot of black people. Not all of us, but a lot. So you take those kind of crimes and you say, black people do these kind of crimes. Black people shoot each other in the street. Black people do that. That's what people say. That you hear it all the time on the news, in TV. What, black people do this crime? You don't never hear nobody on the news saying white people shoot up schools. Like, and that's why the problem's not going to be fixed. Because we got to be honest here, okay? When people of color shoot each other, it's the person. When people who weren't blessed with color shoot each other, it's the gun. And then boom, that's how politics are made. So the problem is never going to actually get fixed, in my opinion, because it affects the wrong type of person. Because if we could fix it for real, then we have to say this type of person with this type of background does this type of thing. But that affects too many families who got a lot of power. Or that affects too many families that look like the people with power. So the problem is never going to get fixed. I said to somebody yesterday, I said, dude, this whole country was built off shooting muskets and killing and stealing. And it was built on crime, bro. The whole thing. I love America. I am American as they come. I be like, yo, y'all can hate America, but we black. This is our United States of America. I ain't going nowhere. This is my country. But you got to be realistic. I mean, we got it by stealing it. Well, I didn't steal it, but they got it by stealing it. They built it by stealing people, killing, doing it. So it was built on violence. So are we really going to actually take away everything when the whole crust of the United States was built on? It's not happening. And that's why the parties are going back and forth, because in reality, it's all a show. It's a dog and pony show. They're not really going to come up with a solution. I'm pretty sure somewhere somebody has cured cancer. Like, AI is making people say things that they're not actually saying, and it looks real. You mean to tell me nobody has cured cancer yet? Don't even get me started on that. So I'm just saying, there can be stricter laws, but the laws are only going to bother me. Law-abiding citizens bother you. Law-abiding citizens. Criminals don't care about the laws. They're not listening to the laws. They're not, oh man, they passed this law. I guess I can't shoot nobody. They're not doing that. So people who want to kill people in schools, if you did take away guns, they just going into school to stab. France don't have a lot of gun stuff, but they got a lot of stabbings because an evil person is going to figure out a way to be evil, period. They're going to make a bomb and blow it up. I mean, that's happened here. Boston. So if somebody wants to be evil, they're going to be evil. Blaming it on the tool that they use is just blatant stupidity. Because are we really upset about the fact that they use the tool? Or should we be talking about the type of people that are shooting up the churches and shooting up the school? We should be talking about the pro. I mean, I know y'all watch Criminal Minds. You can make a profile. You know who doing what. You do it with everything else. I was a kid. I got pulled over. I got tattoos on my chest. Are you in a gang? Bruh, this is a scripture. No, I'm not in the gang. But there's a profile. There's a type. So really, we need to be checking the mental status of the type of people that are doing this type of crime. And until we do that, it's not going to stop. Because it's a phenomenon. It's like, I'm emotionally imbalanced. I'm upset. Somebody took my cookie. I'm going to go shoot other people who have nothing to do with it. Matter of fact, I'm going to shoot kids. There's a type of person that does that. There's a type of person that goes in Buffalo and shoots up a damn grocery store with old people in it. There's a type that goes into a church, sits with them, prays with them, reads the Bible with them, and shoots it up and kill people. That is a type, bro. And that type of person got taken down with no scars at the grocery store. That type of person got taken to Burger King after they killed people in a church. This is an American problem, not a gun problem. And until they actually touch on that, which they won't, bro. I mean, Florida just banned a daggone movie that's available on Disney Plus. They just banned the Ruby. I forgot the whole name, but they just banned the Ruby movie that talks about integration, the first little girl to go into the segregated schools. So if they're banning movies like that, that's over 20 years old, and they just now banning it, we're never, ever going to fix the gun problem, because it's not a gun problem. Ruby Bridges, that's what it is. It's not a gun problem. It's a people problem. We don't have a gun problem in America. We got a people problem. And it ain't just one type of people. We got a certain kind of problem over there in the inner city. A people problem. And we got a certain kind of problem over there in the suburbs. A people problem. And until it's addressed people level and not tool level, it ain't never going to get fixed. That's my opinion on gun laws. Somebody asked me that earlier, and sometimes I'd be like, I don't want to talk about it. But I was in the mood today. The cigar was good, and I keep letting it go out, but I'm in the mood today. I'm in the mood. So everybody that's still on here with me, thank you for tuning in to Industry Talk Podcast and being in the mood with me. And you can drop your opinion in the comments. And if I get off before I read your comment, I will. Let me see. I have glaucoma. So they offered me a medical marijuana card. I immediately turned it down because it takes away my rights. Let me see. Takes away your rights to do what? To carry. And that's more important to me. Yeah, man. I wish it was different. Because same thing. We can't have a medical marijuana card because you're saying we're going to be impaired. But if I don't tell you I smoke weed and then I get my gun permit, it's the same thing, right? Or I got my gun permit, but I take opioids. Or I got my gun permit, but I get drunk all the time. Or I got my gun permit, but so it's like you making these laws and they don't make sense. Make it make sense. They don't make sense at all. They don't make sense at all. So that's my little law rant for today, ladies and gentlemen. I hope you learned something. I hope I gave you something to think about. The bottom line is, they shooting up schools. They shooting up streets. You better get armed and protect yourself. You better learn how to fight. You better learn how to scuffle. You better learn how to run, hide, use things for cover. I had a cousin in the store in Buffalo, and she used where the cash register sit. One cousin was in the freezer. These are smart people. You know what I'm saying? These are people who in a situation that a lot of us, including me maybe, would have froze. They figured out a way to do it. You have to do that. And that is the only way you can protect yourself, by figuring it out and being able to figure out beforehand, or being able to figure out right there in the moment. Because what's the motto, people? Always protect yourself. And always, man. That's it. That's all I got for y'all, man. That's all I got. You know, let's see. I think I got some church announcements. I am hiring private detectives. I'm hiring private detectives, and I'm hiring process servers. On the private detective side, I'm hiring independent contractors. That means you can have a private detective permit from another company. I don't care about that. As long as you have permit and you got it from a company that I approve their training, you're still going to get my training, so it doesn't really matter. I'm hiring private detectives. I'm hiring process servers, and I'm also teaching you how to start your own process server business. I'm helping you set it up, get clients, all of that. So if you're interested in that, you better start following me on I Am Jazz the CEO on Instagram. If you want a lot more Rain stuff, follow me at After Hours the Brand on Instagram, Facebook, and After Hours TV on Twitter. And if you want private detective process serving, I Am Jazz the CEO. And Jasmine Lee on Facebook if you want to hear all about all the different ways that I protect myself. My financial advice, my regular, when I want to go on a tangent, my thoughts, whatever. That's my personal page, so I just kind of say and do whatever I want to do on those pages. But I am definitely honing in on teaching people. Listen, I made my first 100K with process serving, okay? I made my first 100K. What's up, Barbara? I made my first 100K with process serving, and I am teaching other people how to do it. Private detective process serving saved my life, and I am teaching other people how to change the trajectory of their life with it, save their life with it, or do whatever it is going to do for you in your journey. I am teaching that, so y'all better tune in because I'm dropping jewels, more jewels than usual. I usually be playing with social media. It is go time. It is second quarter of 2023. There is no excuses. Get up. Do what you got to do. Make goals. Make it happen. Make good choices. Stop begging. Stop asking people for stuff. Go out and get it yourself. There's nothing wrong with needing help. But if you got to have help every day, all the time, it's something you doing wrong and you got to do better. You got to do better. You got to protect yourself in all ways. And part of that is doing better. Changing your environment. Do better. And if you can't do better where you are, change. Leave. Go. You leave that job, leave that person, whatever it is. Just protect yourself in all ways, always. Cindy. What's up, Cindy? For real. For real. You got to protect yourself. I don't know. I've been on here for an hour and 17 minutes talking about protecting yourself. So I hope you know that I really, really, really mean it. Really, really mean it. Get yourself into a firearm classes. Probably tomorrow I am dropping my class schedule. I usually don't even make a schedule. People come to me and I just book class whenever. I just booked a class online. On the podcast. People usually just come to me and I book the class, but I'm going to put out a class schedule for the firearm, for private detective, for active shooter, for de-escalation. Y'all better get in some of these classes. I'm going to be dropping an ebook sale soon. Three ebooks for $15. It's going to be a flash sale. I'm not going to tell you when it is. I'm just drop it. I got knowledge. I'm trying to give it away. Give it away, give it away, give it away now. Y'all know that song? Okay. So if you're trying to learn how to protect yourself, it is my season to give out what I got to give out to help you do that. I'm also hiring for security officers. I just, today, we haven't signed anything yet, so I'm not going to say what it is, but I just today booked a festival. And I'm probably going to need about 20 to 30 officers. So the way you get in on that, you can go to www.afterhoursecurity.com. Go to the hiring or whatever tab it is. I forgot whatever it's called. And drop your resume or email us your resume at jazztheceo@afterhoursecurity.com. Drop your resume. When you drop your resume, also send photocopies of your credentials. Credentials, people. Those are more important than the resume. I want to know what you got. And then I want to know where you've been. So drop your resume. Drop your credentials. If you don't have a resume, That's fine. I'm not old school, but you need to have a couple sentences about what you do, what you're good at, what you've been through, da 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 da. Give me something to work with. Don't just say, I'm interested in work. Okay, that's great. I'm interested in work, bruh. We in the same boat. Come on, let's be better in 2023. Second quarter, let's be better in the second quarter, okay? What else do I got going on? I'm going to have another webinar for process serving because I think I got my team right now, and I think they're good, and I'm not going to bring any more new people into the team. So if you didn't come to the webinar, you are going to miss out on one of the biggest freaking investigations I got going on. So you're going to have to sit back and watch the results of that later this month. But I am going to have another process servant and private detective webinar at the end of April. And then I'm going to do another hiring. And let me tell you how it's going to work. Never wish for it more than you work for it. Yo, you dropping jewels today. You might as well just come on the podcast. Never wish for it more than you work for it. Because if y'all ever seen the website Wish, the stuff that gets sent to your house be dumb. And that should just tell you all you need to know right there. Right there. So, we're going to do another hiring event, another training event, another free webinar. And I'm going to kind of explain to you how that webinar is going to go, how this goes. So what I'm doing is I'm helping people establish independent, contractor type, businesses. If you want to start a security business, I'm consulting people on how to start your security business. And most people are not going to do that. But what's for you is for you. And what's for me is for me. And I'm going to get mine. So helping you get to where you need to go is not going to damper my sunshine. So I'm consulting people. I have one guy right now who has a company. He has a website. He has everything. But he doesn't have the proper licensing to conduct himself as a security and private detective. I'm going to help him with that. He's going to take some training. So, you know, and he's in the same city as me. But that's how blessed I am. I don't care. We got to help each other get that wealth building, spread it around. No more crabs in a barrel. No more crabs in a barrel. We got to pull each other up. If you can't pull yourself up by your bootstrap, I'm grabbing your bootstrap, tying it to mine, and we going up, period. Damn, that was deep. Yo, that was deep. That's like a poem. I should write that down. But for real, you know, so we definitely got to stop, you know, stop coveting information. We got to stop, what's the word? Gatekeeping. That's the word. I put out an email earlier this week about gatekeeping, and I gave away an ebook on how to make money as a private detective. Because sometimes we have to just give it away to help us and to help other people. So that's what we're doing. I have a couple people in other states that I'm helping set up process server businesses. They're going to use my resources, my background check resource, my police department resources, you know, my company, any company resource. I'm actually offering that to other people, helping them set up their business. Today I dropped y'all got to get into this. Not many people are willing to let others eat off their plate and put them in positions. Sorry, it keeps making me push C more. Put them in positions to level up. Yo, I got a lot of level up energy. It's level up, and I can't level up if you don't level up. My business is built on the officers, on the investigators, on the clients, on the people who use me every year. You know what I'm saying? So I got to give back to the people who helped me get to where I gotta go, right? And well, the first thing I did was process serving, and that took me into private investigation, and that took me into my first 100K, right? The first time I made some real money, I made my yearly salary at my federal job in like 2 months. And I was like, wow, this is crazy, right? That was my first milestone. So it's like, listen, I got some game to give. I got resources to use. If you're watching this podcast right now, figure out a way to leverage your relationship with me. If you don't know me in real life, you know me now. Because I'm telling you, if you're watching this, we friends. Because right now, you watching, you supporting me. And I appreciate that. So if I can do anything to help you in my realm of business. Now, don't be asking me to do all kind of crazy stuff. I do private investigation, security, and training. If you want to do something in that realm, I'm all for helping. I'm all for talking. Now, we're not going to just DM me like I want to pick your brain. We're not doing that. Okay, we're not doing that. We actually working together to where we both making money, where the leverage is on both sides, and we got this together. We've been simmering long enough. It's time to start. Yo, you rapping at this point. Use the resources available and become a resource. Each one teach one, shorty. For real. All right. All right. Yeah. But that's what I got going on. That's what I got going on. That's what's happening on the pages. That's every Monday, 7 p.m. You can watch this on YouTube. And then it goes on Spotify directly after that, so you can listen to it back. We're going to be digging deeper into this how to protect yourself in different ways kind of thing. I'll talk more about process serving because I think the economy is messed up, but that legal system is still booming. People still getting sued. People still getting divorced. People still having child custody. People still doing this, that, and the third. So process serving ain't going nowhere, and I think it's the biggest. I'm predicting that the salary for process server is going to double in 2023, and that it is going to be the biggest side hustle of 2023. Process server and private detective work, like for real, for real. So y'all better get in, get this training from me. I got an online training app, and the only people that get the processing jobs from me and the big cases from me, I no longer am giving it to all my students and all my workers. I'm only giving it to access to these big money tickets to the people in my training app because I know they're getting the training that's needed. I know that they're engaged, involved in wanting to make more and do more and learn more. So if you're not in the app, the Protectors Club, I can put the link in these videos. But if you're not in the app in the Protectors Club, it should be in the description in YouTube, then you're not going to have access to my money making assets. Ooh. Yo, and it's the first drink of the day. You're not going to have access to my money-making assets. Y'all can be on here all night, bro. As long as y'all on here, I'm on here. Like, this is crazy. We have an hour and 27 minutes, 26, 27, 28 seconds. So, for real, like, I decided because I did a big case a couple months ago, and I used, you know, just people on my team that I use for other stuff, and half of them didn't even do the job correctly. And all they could say was, one, I didn't have time to do this, or I didn't read that part, or I didn't. So the app is $9.99 a month. And you get unlimited access to me. You get video training, a private podcast in there for training, PDFs, workouts, this, that, and a third. Sometimes we're going to have in-person events, all kinds of stuff. But also, I put out job offers that are not for me, from my company, that they're for other people. But then you get exclusive. This is a new thing. You get exclusive access to my money-making assets. I am no longer giving just anybody access to these cases because if you're investing in your training or you're investing in your knowledge, that you're going to do the job correctly. These other people that I just be sending it and doing it, they not, no. So 2023, second quarter, no more free money. If you're not in the app, you don't get access to my assets, period. You got to work for it. You got to work for it because people are taking it for granted. And I'm telling y'all, when we do this case that I got coming up next, when we do this case I got coming up next, and I get some reviews from the people, and we do whatever, and we do. I'm going to try to have some of them jump on the live so that they can tell you how they experienced the training to transitioning to actual field work and experience. Because field work and experience is a totally different thing. But people take that stuff for granted all the time, and so we're not doing that no more. We're going to have to use each other for our resources, leverage relationships, and we have to build. That is the thing. And by doing this for other people, for me, it's protecting myself because now I have longevity in my career. I have longevity in my company because the more people I bring under, the more I grow, the more people I train, the more it grows, the more reach I have. And after hours will be a staple in the security industry and not just in Maryland, world freaking wide. Maybe other people are like, I do this celebrity, I do that celebrity. That's fine. But I want to have a large, large reach in a lot of different lanes. So we're going to build one lane at a time and we're going to go. I'm 3 years in. No job, no side hustle, none of that. 3 years in, just me. I do the invoicing. I do the marketing. I was out at the actual security jobs that first year. So I know what it takes to build this from the ground up. From not walking, from being sick, to losing everything, to going, this is what I want to do. I'm going to focus on it, and I'm going to do it. I can now teach. My parents can't teach me how to make a milli. They ain't never had one. So I wouldn't be able to teach you how to do something I never did. So I've been through it. The difficult parts, the not knowing what the heck a company was talking about before, when I started process serving, not knowing what they were talking about because I didn't understand legal jargon. I'm making videos teaching you the legal jargon so that you can go out and get clients and know what the heck they're talking about. I got denied for working for this law firm because I didn't understand the legal jargon. So I'm taking you on that journey that I've already been on, and I'm taking you through it so you don't have to fall in those potholes and trip on those speed bumps that I had to. So y'all better tap in, like she said. We build it, not bullshit, and the marathon will continue. It's bigger than the basics. I'm just a kid from Buffalo, bruh. I'm just a kid from Buffalo. But we gonna do this. It's the year of building, sharing, growing. For real. For real, I don't think I got nothing else to say to y'all. Because apparently, I feel like talking today, so apparently. Apparently, I feel like talking because I'm just like, you know. But, I mean, that's just what type of time I'm on. So, if you want to grind with me and you want to go with me, man, let's go. How about this? I want to drop some podcasts on y'all. So, of course, I want you to tune in every Monday and listen to my podcast live. But Earn Your Leisure, hands down, best podcast out, bro. Listen to that podcast. What else? The Red Life. I just started listening to that podcast today. Found him on one of these marketer people pages. Young kid, like 32. Basically teaching marketing, online business, how he did real estate and made it his first milli. And he's talking to other millionaires and billionaires. And like his last guest was Coach Stormy. So listen to that podcast, The Red Life, Earn Your Leisure, my podcast, of course. And if you're having difficulty focusing, being consistent, there's a podcast called Full Focus. Listen to that podcast. When I was struggling with being consistent in my business, I listened to Full Focus every day. I either listened to it in the gym, I listened to it in the morning. I listened to it every day, and it kind of helped me deal with the procrastination that I got. Like, people always think I do a lot, but for real, I really struggle with procrastination. You have no idea. So those are the three podcasts that I suggest. I am sure there's other podcasts and great podcasts out there, but I guess four because I suggest mine as well. If you have any suggestions on what you want to hear me rant about next week, DM me so I can get prepared for it ahead of time. Is there a viral video that you want me to talk about? Send it to me and I'll review it and I'll talk about it. Yeah, man, I'm going to finish my stogie and my cigar. Give me something to eat. So I really appreciate y'all tuning in. Facebook, Instagram, YouTube. I'll see y'all next Monday. Y'all better look out for that new content because it's coming. More content on YouTube, more content on TikTok. Oh, yeah, follow me on TikTok. Your girl, my last video, your girl had like 87.5K views or something like that. So on TikTok, I focus on giving relatable safety tips. Like, I don't even really show my face in these videos. I just give the safety tips over some crazy video of me living my life. So like the last video I gave a safety tip about like pickpocketing or something, but the whole video was me like being drunk dancing at a restaurant in Barbados. So y'all check my TikTok out. Of course, it's I Am Jazz the CEO, because my business manager said everything has to match. So once I got with her, I started to make everything match. So y'all make sure that y'all do that. Follow me on TikTok, Twitter, Instagram, Facebook. You can email me at IamJazzTheCEO@gmail.com or IndustryTalkPodcast@gmail.com. Get in this app, man. We making money in here. I'm building other six-figure people. That's my goal this year. All right, y'all. I'm out.